I am joined in the studio now by Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood as we prepare for this severe weather to sweep through our region. Sheriff, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Brighton. I appreciate you having me.
So what do people need to know as our area currently under a tornado watch? That doesn't mean that we will see a tornado, but there's a chance that we could. And even if something crazy like that doesn't happen, there's still a chance that this weather could really cause some issues through our community.
Right. So the difference between warnings and watches, of course, is a watch means that conditions are favorable. Warning means that one has been sighted. So we are under a watch. The main message we need to get out to the listeners right now is not to become complacent. It's been a beautiful day, a little bit of rain, a little cool. The sun coming out is not a good thing right now because that's going to raise the temperatures up a little bit. 70 degrees is that magic mark we look at. Anything below 70, I was really glad to hear it was at 67. That's good because that keeps these things from kicking up. When you get 70 and a little bit above that, that makes it really bad. So we don't want people to get complacent coming into the evening. Darkness is coming on. Thankfully, an hour later than it was, you know, a week ago.
Right, right.
But
still
folks
getting
are
used
on,
to that.
Right, right. Folks are on the way home from work. Kids are on the way, some of them from school. Some of them are already home. But we do need to keep our eyes on the sky and tuned into the weather here at 97.9 The Hill and wherever else you get your weather. We just want to go into this evening with an awareness that, you know, just because it's been pretty today doesn't mean the bad stuff's not coming. We've got a thunderstorm warning, severe thunderstorm warning in effect for 10 o'clock until 10 at west of us in Alamance County and eastern Chatham. We've got the tornado watch here. I want to really stress those severe thunderstorm warnings are really important because the straight line winds that come along with that can be very, very dangerous, even though they're not classified as tornadoes. Sometimes experts have to come out and make sure it wasn't a tornado
Sure.
because of the damage. So we want to really, really pay attention to the weather tonight. Stay vigilant and we'll hopefully all be safe.
We're speaking with Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood and mentioning those strong winds. Those are definitely the factors that can cause some issues in our community, whether it is down trees over the road, whether it's, you know, moving stuff that shouldn't be moved and that's unsecured outside, and also causing power issues too. What can people do to be prepared for those strong winds?
Well, you know, the main thing I'd say is, you know, have a plan. Have a plan in your home. If you're on the road, get off the road. Some people say, you know, under the bridge is a good place to be. Off the road altogether is the best place to be. We want to watch for the heavy rains and the flooding areas. Don't try to drive through it. Turn around and don't drown. All those things that go along with trying to stay safe. Lightning comes along with these storms. That's bad. Power outages go out. You want to have some way of staying in touch with friends. If you've got oxygen in your home, you want to have some way of making sure that you've either got a generator or access to whatever you need for your own health and well-being, flashlights or something. You know, we don't have to worry about trying to stay too terribly warm because of the weather's good, and so you're not having to bring heating inside. So let's be careful, be vigilant, stay in touch, and stay in tune.
And just in case we do see a tornado come through this area, which is, again, funny to say because there's sun out there right now. It's shining at University Place. But as you mentioned, not great because it could warm the temperatures up and increase the favorable conditions for those winds to happen. In case that does happen, what do people need to do to be safe?
So if you're in your home, you want to get to the center of your house where there's an interior wall. What you want to protect yourself from is flying debris. Two befores, wood debris that's torn apart from these homes becomes projectiles and can be deadly. If you're outside, you want to get in a ditch or a low-lying area. If you're in your car, you want to get out of your car and get in a ditch or a low-lying area. They're not something you want to play around with.
Yeah, and we are just now getting an update, Sheriff, from the National Weather Service that a tornado warning has been issued for Alamance and Guilford, North Carolina. That is beginning, it began just a few minutes ago. That's going to end at 6:04 p.m. So again, that kind of weather sweeping through our way. And as take that advice that the sheriff just gave you to be careful. Anything else our community needs to know, Sheriff, before people, before you head on out and before people, as people are headed on home.
Well, we're going to be out there. Our Emergency Operations Center, EOC, Kirby Saunders, I just talked to him a little bit ago, our Emergency Management Director. We're out and about, you know, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, UNC, Hillsboro, all the Mebane, all the, and Highway Patrol, we're all out, we're all about, we're listening, and we're trying to keep you safe and informed. And anything we see, we're going to call 97.9 The Hill. And if you see anything here at University Place, the sun's shining out, you're going to let us know. So stay in touch with your neighbors. If you know somebody that's shut in, check on them. Let's just get through this night, and hopefully we'll have better days coming this weekend.
Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood, thanks so much for giving us the tips.
Thank you, sir. And thank you, 97.9 The Hill.